everybody, Cal Banyan here, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. with Meredith Locker. Let me tell you what, I'm so happy to have you here today. I'm so excited to be putting on another really cool podcast, hypnosis training video for you. It was just a beautiful day in California. It was a great weekend. I'm just in the greatest mood possible. Had a nice, beautiful bike ride this morning before I came into the office. And best of all, I've got Meredith Locker here with us today as our co-host, and we're going to be talking about a very special topic, and that is hypnosis and sports improvement. Let me tell you a little bit about Meredith. She is a mastermind hypnotist. She's a one percenter. She's really among the very best of the best in the profession. She's a complete five-pather. She's a seven-path teacher, and she is a little bit of a sports person herself, having, I believe, competed in triathlons. I'll let her tell a little bit about that herself. And how you doing, Meredith?
I'm doing so great, Cal. It's good to be back. I missed you.
I know. I missed you, too. And, you know, Meredith, this Elron, he's a great guy and stuff, but, you know, you bring a particular sparkle to the program.
Oh, we have our own special qualities, the each of us, don't we?
Yes, and a special chemistry.
Indeed. I love it. Yes, you are like the father that I wish I had, right?
I'm your hypno-papa. Who's your hypno-papa?
That's you, Cal.
Yeah, right. Good.
I'm not sure if you guys know who Cal Banyan is, but he is the ultimate one percenter. I mean, he might be the 0.001 percenter in hypnosis. And what do I mean by that? He's the top of the field. He is the trainer of trainers. He is the developer of five path and seventh path self-hypnosis. He teaches to some of the most elite hypnotherapists in the world. He creates some of the most elite hypnotherapists in the world. He's created a system that I personally use every single day, and I know many of you do. And if you don't, definitely check it out, because I believe in it very, very much. He is an author. He has an amazing presence on the internet. If you haven't checked out his other sites, they will be listed below, and he will list some of them for you in a little bit. But most especially, he offers these amazing free podcasts to you every single week out of just the generosity from his heart. And I am such an honored person to be affiliated with him in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, gosh. Now I'm speechless. You just got to do the rest of the podcast yourself.
No way.
Okay. Let me do a couple of announcements real quick. I'm going to do this in record time. Become a VIP member. If you're watching this anywhere else besides calbanyan.com, you got to go there right now, because right below this video, right down there, there's all kinds of links, supporting text, information, that kind of stuff. And on this website, right about there or right about there, you know what you're going to find. It says be a VIP. Click there and you get instant access to all the podcasts that we've ever done in a very convenient format. You're also going to get some discounts. You also get insider stuff. Do it. Become a VIP. Everybody wants to be a VIP. Something new, I think I mentioned it a couple of episodes before, on hypnosis.org. I've put a new video up there, and it's called Learn to Hypnotize. And what I want you to do is learn to hypnotize the right way, not by doing those slow, progressive relaxation inductions, but I'm going to teach you how to do the Elman Banyan induction. I'm also going to teach you how to instantly re-hypnotize someone, and then there's some special bonuses in there if you tell your friends. All right, what else do we have? We got classes coming up. Week of Power at the NGH convention in August. Go to www.ngh.net and you can get all the information about that. We might have a direct link to the information about the class below. NGH approved Banyan Hypnosis Hypnotherapy Certification Course, the super course with five path and seven path, and that's coming up in July. I think we have only one or two seats left. So if you're interested, you got to act now. There's a link below. And then we've got one in November, and there's early registration discounts available for both, I believe. But don't hold me to that. Things are changing every single day. Hypnotherapy certification through the video distance course. Did you know that we also have certification through distance learning? go to hypnosiscenter.com. The information is there. You can also give us a call. And also, we have off-site. If you can't get into the on-site, we may have a seat in our off-site online training. That's right. We've got cameras installed in our classroom, microphones installed, and you can interact live with the class and get all the training from the comfort of your own home or office. Let's see. Something interesting happened. We just got through with a week of power, and I think we had someone in the witness protection program, because after we took the class photo, we'll stick that right down there too. And then he said, "Oh my gosh, Cal, I can't have my photo on the internet." And I says, "Well, you knew that was a class photo for the internet." And he goes, "Well, he didn't catch that part." So what I did is I took one of the students and I photoshopped him. I borrowed some eyeballs from one student, a nose from another student, and a mouth from another student. So you can go down there, see if you can figure out which one of the students is in the witness protection program or something like that. Maybe his boss or his wife didn't know that he was, you know, in California or something. So that'd be fun. Leave your guesses in the comments section. All right. I think that's it. Oh, one last thing. Got to come to the NGH convention. If for no other reason, I think it's going to be Saturday night, maybe Friday and Saturday night, out at the gazebo. Have a cigar with Cal. That's right, it's the cigar meetup. Bring a cigar. Gals, guys, as long as you don't mind being around some people, you know, puffing on a little cigar, be there. It'll have a good time. It's always extra special. All right, Meredith, back to you.
All right, so we have an extra special episode today. This is kind of a subject that's near and dear to Cal's and my heart. We both love athletic endeavors. He's been kicking some serious butt, as you may have heard, doing these centuries on his bike out there, trying to drag me back out on mine, and haven't yet gotten out there, Cal, but you are building that desire within me, slowly but surely planting those suggestions. But I, too, have been an athlete, and this is just so much fun to do as a hypnotist. I love working with my athletic clients. I've worked with quite a few different kinds of athletes, and they all bring a little special, unique, you know, flair to the sessions. And here we want to give you some tips, tricks, and techniques so that you can do your best with your athletes. So right off the bat, Cal, you know, you and I, we're five pathers. We tend to do five path, which is a five phase advanced therapeutic technique, and we use this with practically everything. But sometimes athletes, you know, are not going to be one of those cases all the time. And so do you want to first talk a little bit about, you know, when you would use five path with athletes or when you wouldn't?
I always use five path with athletes. I might delay part of the work, but I always do five path with athletes. Some athletes, particular people who are using fine motor skills, like someone who might be like a golfer or a dart thrower or something like that, I may not want to get into doing age regression work right off the bat with them, because it's possible that I could open that can of worms, all that emotional stuff, and not be able to, you know, get it all wrapped up and complete before we get done with the session, and or get them through enough of the process where they've really experienced the kind of transformation they need to be back on their game. And I don't want to, this is the deal. If they are in competition, I mean, right now they're in competition and, you know, they're going for the gold, I'm not going to do five paths with them right now. What I'm going to say is, all right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to boost your performance right now, and we're going to get you to where you're working better than ever. But then, in the off season, as soon as you get done, what we're going to do is some very special hypnotic training so that next year you are going to be so far ahead of where you are now, you're not going to believe it. How would you like that? And I think that every one of them so far I've worked with really like that idea. Anything you want to add to that, Meredith?
Yeah, you know, and that's so great that you shared that, because a lot of the people who wrote in with questions for this segment, they were, you know, speaking about how a lot of athletes just don't want to do a more advanced process. They don't feel like they need it. They really just want to do some short-term, quick work. But when you word it like that, and you say it in a way that's going to show them that they're going to have an extra edge, then of course they're going to be more open to it and willing to do the process. And the truth is, anyone can benefit from going through a process like 5PATH, which, you know, helps to remove the blockages to success, to shift the limiting beliefs, and to take away some of those excess emotions that are causing problems for them in their life. I mean, any single person in the world, and why wouldn't athletes benefit from that?
Well, one of the things, you know, I want to talk about is there's really a couple things that we do. One is we get rid of the gunk that's holding them back. You know, it's like weights around their ankles, around their chest, around their shoulders, pushing them down. And then we want to accentuate the talents. We want to accentuate their abilities, their training, so that they can use it at a higher level. And so one of the things, the razor is, are they in competition? If they're in competition and they're really, you know, using those fine motor skills, and I'm not going to get into 5PATH because it can kind of scramble their brains and get them too emotional, and they're not going to perform at the very, very best. So what we're going to do is we're going to use some of my favorite techniques I'm going to tell you about, and I think Meredith might talk about some favorite techniques of hers. Now, as we get into this, Meredith, is there did you want to have a particular sport you wanted to talk about, or an example, or how do you want to do that?
Well, yeah, I'd love to hear from you. I mean, you've worked for so many more years than I have. Is there a particular sport that you've worked with most?
Not really. I mean, everything from dart throwing to pool players to ping pongers to NFL football players, people who are going out for the Olympics, all these different things. And what we really do is I ask them, what do you want? And we want to listen to what they want and then give them what they want. And don't listen to them. This is true with all of our clients as far as how we should do the work and what they think the cause of the problem is. Because they're almost always wrong about the cause of the problem, and they're almost always wrong about what techniques to use. So I'm trying to think of a sport for example. Okay, I had an NFL football player come in, and one of his things he was really trained as kind of a gentlemanly guy. And you know, he's already at the professional football level, but his coaches were saying, you know what, you're really holding back. You know, you got to get in touch with your inner animal. And so with him, he was not the quarterback. It wasn't really a fine motor skill kind of thing. And I got right into 5PATH. And with the 5PATH, I was able to focus on this holding back. So phase one, preparation, testing, and convincing. Got to make sure he was able to go into somnambulism, made sure he was convinced he was in hypnosis. And then we get right into the age regression. And there was this feeling inside of him that just made him hold back. Being a football player, once that ball's been hiked, it's not time to be a gentleman. You need to be a very smart, powerful individual. Excuse me, a little bit tickle in the neck. So, we found out what was blocking him through this age regression. We found the ISC, and it was a time where he was really being criticized, really made to feel bad for really, you know, feeling his energy, really getting out there and doing it as a three-year-old. And then what we're able to do is unblock that and let him know that the person who was criticizing him really had their own issues. And then it was up to him when he wanted to step into his power and when he wanted to hold back. And with that, we were able to really, really empower him to boom, pop in. And then what I was able to do was to take that and do a segue. Now the segue is, I can say, now that you know this, and that you have the right to step into your power fully and completely anytime you want, you're going to be able to accept this suggestion more powerfully than ever before. And what I did is I simply gave him the post-hypnotic suggestion that whenever the ball was snapped or the play was begun, that all of his power and all of his strength and all of his animal ability would come in full force, and his skills would peak at that period of time for those few moments of the play. And then after the play was done, he could go right back into his gentlemanly self, or after the game. And with that, he experienced a tremendous amount of relief and also a lot of success, as reported. Now, the second thing that was interesting was some people would say, well, that should be enough, right? Well, no. When we do FIPATH with people, we do at least the first four phases of the five-phase system. Now, in the next is forgiveness of others. And what we did is we were able to put that person that caused the problem in the round room and have him forgive that individual. And as he went through that process, he had more insights. And because this is an insight process, we were able to then do the segue again. And that is, now that you know this, whatever the insights that were gained in the forgiveness of others process, you are now going to be able to accept these suggestions more powerfully than ever before. And what that allowed me to do was, again, pound in those suggestions that he came in for. People, I want you to understand this thing. And that is that when we do this emotional work, and it leads to insight. When people go into that insightful state, the subconscious mind goes into a state of hyper-suggestibility. Now, by hyper-suggestibility, I mean suggestions that are given, that are consistent with the insights, become permanent or otherwise very long-lasting. And so when I take him through the forgiveness process, we eliminate any emotions that might be holding him back, provide him the insight that allows him to accept the suggestions more powerfully than ever before. Then in the phase four, which is forgiveness of self, we're able to give him more insights into himself as he went through the process and enabled him to forgive himself for holding back unnecessarily. And then do that segue again. Now that you've had these insights, you're going to be able to accept these suggestions more powerfully than ever before. Suggestion, 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 and benefit, benefit, benefit for what he came in for. And he just felt so fired up, and he had a way to really organize his life, and that is to be the powerful, almost animalistic person he needed to be on the football field, but still the good gentleman he wanted to be when he was off the field. And so there's an example of doing FIPATH with sports. Anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, well, the thing that people sometimes don't understand is that athletes are having to pull from different parts of themselves. And so by no means are we trying to change their personality, make them any less fired up or any more for that matter. That if they're gentlemanly normally, then FIPATH won't change that by any means. But it is about putting them into that position, getting them to that point through the insight therapy where they can fully accept and involve those suggestions in their mind. Their mind takes them in and it becomes a part of them, crystallizing that information. And then they're, you know, anyone would be that much stronger, whether it's in their own personal life or in their professional life after that. And the other part of it is, and you kind of touched on this, it's so important. The pre-hypnosis interview is, gosh, so important when working with anyone, but especially with athletes. I find that the two issues that I spend most time with in the pre-hypnosis interview is weight loss and athletes. And I find that with athletes, I really want to get a feel for their, for the particular kind of sport that they're in. I want to get the idea of the verbiage and what they call things. And so, you know, if I'm going to take them through something, and we'll talk a little bit about that more in the future, doing some age progression work. But I really want to understand the sport. I want to use their lingo. I want to know exactly what it is that they want to improve upon, because even within one particular sport, say it's basketball, you know, there are a lot of different players and they have a lot of different goals, and a lot, and the focus is going to be different depending on what they are. And so I really want to get their words. I want to find out what their coaches have been telling them and recommending them. And the great thing is that athletes are usually very clear, especially when you get into the professional level or the Olympic level. They're clear. They come in and they say, I want this, this, and this. And they're so focused, and it's fantastic. But then I really want to do a little bit of extra work getting even more information out of them so that when it comes time to doing the direct suggestion work, I'm really saying things in the proper way, using the right words, talking about how their body feels, you know, essentially how they want it to feel, you know, whether it's calm, confident, and relaxed, or whether it's, you know, I'm you know, geared up and ready to go, that kind of thing. And so depending on the sport, it's going to be different what somebody wants to accomplish and in what kind of zone they want to be in. Anything you want to add to that, Cal?
I think you're exactly right. It reminds me of a time when I had a golfer come in, and I know nothing about golf. I don't even want to know anything about golf. So all you golfers out there, you're nuts, okay? And I know it because golfers will pay anything and do just about anything to be able to take a couple of strokes off their score. Anyway, when this golfer came in, his problem was the yips. Do you know what the yips are?
I don't know anything about golf, Cal.
Well, you know, and me neither. And so I'm just taking your lead on this, and that is, I said, well, just tell me about the problem. Tell me what you'd like to change, and tell me what the benefits would be. And that's the main thing that we focus on is our client. We don't have to be a golf specialist to be able to help people. It's all the same. They want to make a change, okay? And then there's benefits to it. And so we tell us the problem, tell us the change, and then we find out what the benefits are, and then we can work with them. And this was another individual where, in this case, he was not in season. I mean, he wasn't really a competitive golfer anyway. He was just a social golfer, you know, going golfing with the guys, and he wanted to do better because ever since he developed the yips, his golf game had really gone down. The yip, according to him, was in his golf swing, there would be a hesitation somewhere in the swing. Typically, at the furthest cocked back spot, he would hesitate a little bit, and then that would mess up his swing. And so we would just do the phase one preparation testing and convincing, make sure we have a hopeful client, knows that they're hypnotized and they're in a state of somnambulism, and we can then follow that feeling that they get when they when this individual would start have that little hesitation in the golf swing, and you know, what is it? And of course it was a fear, and we were able to use 5-Path to just get rid of it. And another thing, we're going to wrap this up and then we're going to get into some more cool stuff. In the next episode, we're going to talk about something that's just not talked about enough in sports. I don't think enough people are doing it, and that is age progression work. But let me just finish this up with the yips person. And that is another thing the hypnotist can really do to help clients is to work with their self-talk. They'll get these programs that will run. And with my yipping golfer, his thing was he'd go up to the ball going, you know, don't yip, don't yip, don't yip, you know. And I'd say, okay, what do you want? He says, well, I want to not yip. And I says, okay, well, what do you want to do? And he never really thought about that. We worked with his self-talk about what he wanted. And he says, well, I guess I'd like to go up to the ball feeling relaxed, feeling confident, and then swing in a way that is powerful, and accurate, and smooth. Beautiful. Guess what? That was my direct suggestion work, that every time he would address the ball, that's what he called it, addressing the ball. He would go up feeling calm, cool, collected, and he would then swing in a powerful, accurate, smooth way. And he was ecstatic about the change. And you start getting change for people, and they're going to want to go through the whole process. Good. Anything you want to add to that before you wrap it up?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's one of the biggest problems with athletes is that they don't realize the power of their focus. And so what was he saying? Don't yip. And in essence, he was focused on yipping. And so what's going to happen? He's going to yip. He was probably even increasing his problem by doing that. And so we know the power of focus. We know the power of suggestions. He was giving himself suggestions to yip without realizing it by focusing on it. And so we have to take what it is that they don't want, have them flip it around, figure out what they do want, and then make those suggestions accordingly using their own words. I mean, really, athletes make it very easy for us, don't they, Cal?
Ah, To yip or not to yip? That is the question.
Indeed. And on that note, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. I'm Meredith Locker. You can find me at yourpathhypnosis.com. Please definitely watch these podcasts on calbanion.com. And if you are right down there, you're going to have all kinds of different information that you can follow. It's really the best place to watch these podcasts. Please do send us your questions. We love your feedback, your comments, and your questions. So please do send those to us. You can either post them on the Ask Cal group on ourhypnospace.com. You can post them right down there if you're watching this on Cal Banyan. We do check there as well. Or you can email us directly, meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'm tuning out.
Wow, that was great. Remember to join our fan club at facebook.com/hypnosis, etc., which is HYPNOSISETC, and visit our sites, Hypnosis Center, hypnosis.org, and that's enough for now.
That was easy.
Signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.